Welcome back to the Modern Real Estate Agents with Johnny and Lizzie Phillips.
I feel like that was so abrupt.
What?
You just hit record and here we go.
We don't got time to waste today.
Guys, we don't. Lizzie is all about like, go, go, go. I'm like, I have to go pee. She's like, well, hurry.
Like, if you can't pee in two minutes, you don't get to pee. Hold it.
which is not good because right now I'm doing 75 hard and I drink a crap ton of water.
Did we talk about that last week? I think we did.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure we did.
For everyone listening, I'm still in, 7 days in.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Yeah, kicking ass, taking names.
Yeah. We have a lot, I feel like, of like housekeeping to do today.
You want to start? I have an idea. I don't know what yours is, but.
Go ahead. What do you think yours is?
I was going to say, if you guys have not checked out Lizzie's.
That was what I was going for.
Yeah, there it is. If you haven't checked out her Insta or her TikTok or whatever the hell she does, you have to go do it right now. And I'll
You've
let you,
missed a lot.
You have. I had an affair.
No, he did not.
I'm just going to come out and say it.
Stop it.
Right? Like, so much. So much.
No, but he was accused of cheating on me, so.
Yeah, by a wife and the husband.
Yeah.
Like, the hell is happening here? It was literally like I was in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing I think we've ever had happen.
But they have evidence, okay? They had
that
like,
they won't give us.
Well, I mean, there was the transcript of her and I talking.
You gotta
right?
be careful of the worms.
The worms?
Yeah. Remember the worms? She was like, "There's, if I had screenshots, it would have worms." Basically. Anyways, you guys have no clue what we're talking about, but yeah, you need to go to my Instagram or TikTok.
Yeah.
At Lizzie Grace Phillips, Instagram, at Lizzie Phillips TikTok.
There you go. Seriously, go check it out. It is as entertaining as it gets.
Yeah. The second housekeeping thing was, we recorded this episode on, Friday of last week, which was also Friday when the announcement came about buyer's agents.
Oh, I was like, oh, are we talking into the future? What is happening? Okay.
And that brings us to what we're talking about today.
Yeah, guys, today, can I sing it?
Yeah, go ahead. I knew you were going to.
Let's talk about NAR, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about sex.
Stop. Yeah. So in our last episode, we talked about how we don't sign buyer broker agreements. It's not a big deal. And I was laughing so hard when I was watching our brokers like talking about this. I was like, well, we're just going to take some of that back.
Yeah, so that's an interesting little springboard for where I want to go next. Our brokers have been really good about being on top of it and having webinars and Q&A sessions. And if your brokers are not communicating with you about this, you need to find someone who's going to. Because
and, yeah, who's leading?
Yeah,
the force in what's happening.
There is so much bad information out there. It's absolutely stunning.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be talking to your brokers and hearing what they have to say. And if they don't have anything to say, you need to find someone who does have something good to say.
Yeah. Or if they don't have any solutions for what's happened, you need to find someone who does have good solutions.
For real.
So what are we going to talk about then?
Well, NAR. Duh. Okay. So I did put up a disclaimer. I'm sure this isn't legally helpful in any way, but we are humans and we make mistakes. We are likely about to say something that is incorrect. Not on purpose, but it could happen. Yeah. We don't have a fact check section in our podcast, which I didn't realize is a thing.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
That's a lot of work. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So these opinions are our own. They are not the opinions of EXP, of NAR, or of anyone else.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us meandering in this little office.
Yeah.
So what is the hubbub? What is the big deal? What is everyone talking about?
Basically that doom and gloom, buyer's agents are going to become obsolete. And if you're a real estate agent, you might as well quit right now because you're never going to be profitable now.
I mean, that's what we've been trying to tell you.
Pretty much what the media is saying. Well, and that's so funny. You should make that point. Sadie, who's with us at EXP, she texted me and she was like, you guys said this a year ago. And I was like, oh yeah, I guess we did say this
guys,
a year ago.
From the moment we turned our mics on, we have told you be listing agents, right?
Yeah.
Always. And you know, I stand behind that. Listing agents are the ones that control their money. So it's always better to be the ones who negotiate the commissions and not the people who get told what commissions you're going to get.
Yeah.
And that just got a lot worse.
Yeah.
So I think it's important for us to take a step back and see the historical context of this.
Mm-hmm.
Buyer's agency. Did that sound right? Buyer's agencies.
Buyer agency.
Thank you.
Yep.
Buyer agency has not always been a thing. It really is not the commonplace. That whole idea came out in the 90s. Just like is happening now, the DOJ got involved and said, hey, you have buyers going and negotiating with listing agents and the sellers. That's not fair to the buyers.
Because that's not who they represent.
That's right. So NAR came up with this in the 90s. I wasn't able to get a clear answer on it. Maybe 93.
I think I heard 96.
That's what I heard. But
okay.
I read 93 this morning. It's I don't know, guys.
Yeah, like I heard 96, but again, could have been somewhere 80s to 90s.
It was definitely in the 90s. So NAR came up with the Cooperative Compensation Rule. And we're about to get into what that is. But I also found a fun fact. Would you like to read our fun fact?
I know the fun fact already, actually.
Oh, we'll go.
Worldwide, only 1/3 of real estate transactions have a buyer broker. And in the U.S., it's 89%. And I knew that because in Sweden, they don't have buyer's agents. You always go through the listing agent.
Mm-hmm.
And England, same thing. And in England, they make about 1% per transaction.
Yeah, guys, our commissions are pretty phenomenal.
And that was, I think, I was in a continuing ed class in the beginning of the year, and he was talking about the lawsuit and saying how, you know, we are grossly overpaid compared to the rest of the world.
On a worldwide scale, I think we are in the top 3 countries.
Yeah. Right? So, which I do tend to agree with. I think that we deal with a lot more here because America is such a litigious society
mm-hmm.
that we have to make more money in order to protect ourselves in a way.
Well, I mean, I could sit here and, you know, meander all day about what it's like living in the United States and the cost of living and why it's important to make a lot of money. And, you know, last year, I think the average agent did like 2 or 3
transactions. Yeah.
Which is just mind boggling to me because I actually last night had to go through our books with our bookkeeper. And I was like, oh, yay. Thank God. We did really well last year.
Yeah, we did good.
But yeah, no, you could walk into a market center and there would be agents that did 1 or 2 transactions the whole year. So for those agents, yeah, it's pretty important for them to bring in $15,000 a transaction.
Yeah.
Because that's all they're getting.
Yeah.
But that's probably already talking too far. What is the Cooperative Compensation Rule? I'm going to read this, so bear with me. In filing property with the multiple listing services, participants make blanket unilateral offers of compensation to the other MLS participants and shall therefore specify on each listing filed with the service the compensation being offered by the listing broker to the MLS participant. This is necessary because cooperating participants have the right to know what their compensation will be prior to commencing their efforts to sell. And that was rewritten in 2004.
Which I'm having a hard time with this ruling because I don't see a way forward to where buyer's agents are ever going to make the same amount of money that they've been making.
No, you can just throw that idea out the window. It's not going to happen.
3% on a buyer agent's gone.
I think that...
We're not supposed to say commissions, but...
Right.
In general.
Yeah. That right there is enough to get us sued.
don't sue us, please.
No, I think you're right. Buyer's agents are going to be facing an existential crisis right now. Like that is kind of what's happening. That's why everyone's blowing up the internets with their opinions, which no one gives a shit about, by the way.
We'll talk about that at the end.
Yeah. but
as we sit here giving you our opinion,
well, this is our show. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah.
I don't think that buyer's agents are ever going to make the money they used to.
No.
And you know, this is all laying down a great foundation for what I want to talk about in a second. But it's those days are over. If you got in thinking I'm going to be a buyer's agent, this is some good friggin' money, you are about to be in for the ass-kicking of your life.
I said to you the other day, I think big teams are going to be obsolete, especially big teams who built their businesses on the million-dollar real estate agent principle, where
you have
a ton of buyer's agents and you're bringing in a ton of buyer leads. Well, buyer leads don't mean shit anymore.
I was going to say, yeah, I don't want to name anybody, but Gary, you know, built this whole idea on the big teams and the MREA, which guess what? Was in the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This is all kind of working together. Mm-hmm. You can see how this happened.
Yeah.
And to your point, if you've been buying buyer leads, one, you're doing exactly the opposite of what we've been telling you to do for years. And two, now all those buyer leads are worthless.
Completely worthless.
Yes.
You can't sell your book of business.
Nope.
I mean,
I can't believe that was ever a business strategy. Like, that's crazy to me. Selling your book of business.
I think it still is.
I know people who still think about it.
Yeah.
But like, I know our clients, if I handed them off and said, hey, work with this guy, they'd be like,
I'm going to find someone else that I know, because everyone knows multiple real estate agents. Mm-hmm. I have a listing appointment next week because the person was like, I know too many people. I need an outsider's opinion.
Walked up to a new build just two streets down from us.
Yeah.
And I talked to the owner. The owner is having it built for himself. And he said, listen, all my friends are realtors, so I'm not going to list it with them. And I'm like, I get it. I totally get it. He's like, everyone has the same opportunity though. Bring me a buyer and I'll pay a commission. I'm like, that's exactly what I would do. How else do you solve that problem?
Yeah. So what is the ruling?
Okay.
Talk about what the ruling is. We've kind of given you our opinions without even telling you what's happened.
So the ruling, and again, I just want to say, this is not a complete synopsis of what's going on. This is just our meandering thoughts here. I think I've said meandering like six times.
Is that your word of the week?
Apparently. The jury's decision that stated the NARS cooperative The jury's decision stated that NARS cooperative compensation system was a form of collusion, resulting in artificially inflated commission rates. I'll say that again, because in the last couple of years, we hear the word collusion a lot. The system was a form of collusion, resulting in artificially inflated commission rates. Under the proposed NARS settlement, a broker who represents a seller would no longer be allowed to include a blanket offer of cooperative compensation to a prospective buyer's agent when they advertise the property on NAR-affiliated multiple listing services. I think the word allowed there is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they're no longer required to include a blanket offer.
You are not allowed to.
You are not allowed.
Which, something that's interesting is, in the area that we live in, we're in Metro Atlanta. We have two different MLSs that we list things in.
Mm-hmm.
One of ours, FMLS, is not associated with NAR.
I've heard people bring that up.
And I saw someone being like, well, can we just continue to do it the old way on FMLS and we'll be fine? And FMLS has been like, no, we follow the trends of the industry.
I was going to say, they're like, don't get us involved here.
I'm sure they're going to remove it as well.
So what is this going to do for people? I mean, I don't know what you guys do. But yes, I always look at the bottom of the sheet to see what the co-op is. Do you?
Sometimes
it doesn't matter to me because I know I'm going to get paid no matter what. Maybe it's this house, maybe it's another house.
What it says, I'm never going to make my clients pay more.
Hell no.
And so that's what I think is going to be really hard. I think we're going to really, either we're no longer going to work buyers, could be an option, or we just are going to be paid a lot less for buyers, and it's a lot more work.
Yes. So being a buyer's agent is different than being a listing agent, obviously. But the work is different. When you're a listing agent, it's much more cognitive. There's a lot more mental things going on. There's marketing. There's negotiating. There's all these things, right?
Yeah.
Well, when you're a buyer's agent, you could literally get away with just kind of running from door to door and opening doors.
Mm-hmm.
You could. And I think that's why the idea is to start people out as buyer's agent, because they don't have a skill set, but they can pick up things as they open up doors, right? That's the easy way in. And I think that happened a lot in 2020, right? We saw the biggest influx of agents in 2020 and 2021 ever.
Yeah.
Because real estate was just popping, and everyone was like, hey, this is an easy way for me to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so licenses were off the chart.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have more agents than we have houses, and I'm really excited about what that's going to do to us. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you are freaking, if you're a buyer's agent with good reason, you should be a little nervous right now, because now you have to sell
your value
and make someone pay more. And I think this is what it's hard is. This is the perfect storm. We've got high interest rates. Mm-hmm. We've got high home values. People already don't have enough money to pay for that.
Bingo.
Let alone now they're going to have to pay for their buyer's agent. So that's what I'm a little pissed about it, because quite honestly, they're forcing buyer's agents to be completely obsolete.
Well,
because nobody can pay for it.
I think that they're making buyer's agents justify why they're getting paid. I think that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, up until now, the seller, I know that everyone says, no, the buyer pays everything, but the seller's the one on the net sheet paying the commission, right?
Yeah. I'm 50-50 on that.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, it is the buyer's money that's paying for all of this.
It is, but the price is also subject to an appraisal, right? And so if that buyer's agent wasn't there, the seller would be making more money. And it would still sell for the appraised price.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to sit here and debate someone who's smarter than me about it.
Right.
They're like, where's our bookkeeper?
Are you saying I'm not smarter than you?
Mm-hmm.
Rude. I would love to debate somebody other than you, because you're not intelligent. Thanks.
So the question is, guys, what does the future look like? What's going to happen to buyer's agents? What's going to happen to commissions? And I think that there are at least three good options. But the first thing I think is the future is bright. So bright. I really wrote this up. I know this isn't part of my three-part series, but I felt like I needed to do this because of its timeliness. Got a message on Instagram from a listener, and he was like, hey, what are your thoughts on this? And we've really been trying to avoid talking about it. That's how we've been counseled. But I thought that, you know what, now that it's over, we can probably...
Well, it's not fully over. A judge still has to sign off on this, and it's not going to be till July.
Right. Nothing goes into effect until then. But I felt like we can get away with talking about it and not go to jail.
And we also sought what our broker had to say first before we
absolutely
came and talked.
So I do think that all of those agents that I was talking about earlier who got in early because this was easy money, they are going to drop like flies. They have to.
Yeah.
Because those easy opportunities are not going to be there anymore.
No.
So that means that people who have skill, who understand this business and are willing to make any changes necessary to their business to make it work are going to do freaking awesome.
Yeah.
I also think this is a huge opportunity for brand new agents because they're not going to know anything different.
Yeah. If you're coming in and you've never been able to be a buyer's agent, then it could be interesting.
Like whatever the new system is,
whatever
that looks like, you are going to be like, oh, this is all I know. This isn't a problem for me. I have to retool.
I do think, though, we are going to have some fucking chaos for a while. While people figure out how do we, in a way, let someone know that there is compensation being had for buyer's agents.
I think that's so dumb. I have seen that go up and down around the Facebooks and all the things. I'm like, well, you're an agent. Do the very least thing you can do and call the listing agent.
Yeah, but that's going to get really frustrating, especially in low inventory markets, that you're getting 50 calls from agents who may not even end up showing your property saying, hey, what's the commission?
It may be annoying, but this is...
I've heard that there's going to be a way that you can say something about sellers' concessions in private remarks. You can say something about concessions because it's different than a commission.
But I've gotten in trouble. But whenever I said something in private remarks about commission, I've had compliance violations. They're like, oh, you have to make it public. Like, you can't just put that in private remarks.
Well, maybe it'll be in public remarks now.
It could be. It could be.
They put in public remarks too, seller offering buyers $5,000 in closing costs.
Yeah.
So it could be something like that. But I think okay. it's going to be a little chaotic while, you know, every broker out there is trying to tell their agents how to handle this. And if this broker is telling them, okay, you put it in private remarks. Okay, no, we're not going to say anything whatsoever. You're going to have to get calls on it. Like,
but we can't all come together and come up with a solution. Otherwise, we're colluding.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't even. I feel a little like just the unknown right now. It's not freaking me out because I think we're going to be fine no matter what. But it's just annoying. Honestly, it's annoying.
It's annoying. Like,
this is just annoying to have to figure something else out.
And it doesn't, this doesn't mean it's the end of the road for everybody, right? I saw where someone was saying, hey, I just signed a listing agreement and I got the homeowner to offer the same percent we would anyway.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But there are definitely people who've called me and said, hey, does this mean I don't have to offer this anymore? I'm like, well, yeah, that is what that means. Not offering it may affect your ability to sell and how quickly you sell, but all in all, yeah, it's exactly what it means.
I mean, at the same time though, if you just reduce the sales price by the amount that was the buyer's agent commission, could you sell your house faster because it's below market value? Maybe.
Listen to you. What side are you working for?
I know. It's hard because I'm like, I want to get paid. I show houses for buyers, so I want to get paid for that. But
it's objective, and I like how you're just... You're okay with looking at it from all the angles.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. So, okay. So here's what the future is going to look like, in my opinion, right? Oh, actually, I just said all those things.
Yeah, I think we're good.
That's the slide I wanted, the future of buyer agency. So if there is a buyer, right? If you are a buyer and you are short on cash, like everyone is right now, okay? Mm-hmm. That's one of the tough conversations, but you have to have it. Just, oh, by the way, you're going to need closing costs, right? You're going to need, what's the other cash? I'm sorry.
Earnest money?
Yeah, earnest money. There are expenses.
Inspection,
if you
appraisal.
Don't have cash in the bank, it doesn't matter how qualified you are for your loan. If you can't pay for these things, you're not buying a house.
Well, and I mean, again, playing the devil's advocate, like, if you're a buyer and you need to put down, let's say you really are going conventional, that's 5% of the purchase price. Then you're expected to pay another 3% of a buyer's agent commission. You're at 8%. You're looking at...
It's a shit ton of money is what you're looking at.
An inspection and an appraisal, you're at 9%. That's 1/10 of the value of the house that you're paying on just fees that you'll never see really again.
Well, exactly, right? Those fees... They don't contribute to the equity of your home.
And I didn't even say closing costs. So we're actually worth higher than that now.
It's nuts is what it is.
Closing costs, they somewhat contribute, you know, some of your prepaids and escrows.
Sure, right.
I mean, guys.
So these people who are in tight situations, in my opinion, their best solution is just to call the listing agent.
Yeah.
And I've had people say, well, what are those listing agents going to do? Are they just going to write up the contract?
Yeah.
That's exactly what the fuck
they're
I would do.
They're here to sell the house.
That's their job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, I think the hard thing is, okay, now listing agents really are going to have more work.
Okay, so they're going to have more work, but if I am doing a listing, I almost prefer to do both sides because I can keep them both happy. And it's so much smoother than trying to negotiate with someone.
Honestly, we're all thinking it. It's really annoying to have to deal with buyer's agents sometimes. Okay. They just add drama.
Sometimes it can be so hard for people. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to sell a house. That's all we're trying to do. So, okay. So what's another option? And this is one that I kind of like. It's one that I want to explore, but it's an a la carte.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a buyer's agent? Okay. Listen, I'm going to charge a flat rate per door. I'm going to work for you. I'm going to charge you $25 per door, right? Not a big deal.
Yeah.
I'll show up whenever you want to. I'll go open your door. I'll give you as much information as I can. There's no promise of a commission here, so I just need to make sure that I'm going to get paid for my time.
Mm-hmm.
Same way for offers and whatever. You could say, yeah, I'll attend an inspection for $50. Whatever you're doing, you write up your own menu of services, but just assuming that you're going to get 3% at the end of the day, that day is over.
Gone, yeah.
And the last one is, and this I learned this on talking with our broker. And I don't know if this is state by state.
This is nationwide.
This is nationwide.
This was the whole company's.
Okay. So if you don't use a buyer brokerage agreement, you're about to. Okay.
Take back what we said last week. Just right. Kidding. You
know, I hate to keep going back to Facebook, but it's the most bloody insane thing ever. People are like, in our market, we don't use brokerage agreements. Well, you do now.
You're going to learn to.
Okay, so get over it.
We've always, in our whole career, have had DBAs.
Yeah.
It's not really that different for us other than the fact that now we have to convince them to pay for us.
Here is the difference. When I fill out a brokerage agreement with someone, I will always write 3% in the, here's my mandatory fee. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But
we always take less.
Well, yeah, I think there's a checkbox that says the client is responsible for this. I've scratched through that and checked the one that says the client is not responsible.
Yeah.
I just want them to know that, yeah, I have to put this here.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to hold your feet to the fire and make you bring cash to the table on my behalf.
And gone are those days.
Yes. 100%.
We learned that for sure. That is, you know, you will. So people were like, well, can we just say like you're only responsible for 1%, but if that commission that's offered is higher, then I can take 3%.
That is absolutely the opposite of what you can do. So how this works.
What?
Sorry. It's a long thing from our TC. So instead, whatever number you put on there, right, where I would write 3%, that's actually the most you're allowed to get paid. That's mm-hmm. how you have to look at that now, right? So if you wrote 1% on there, but the seller, surprise, surprise,
is offering 3%.
Guess what you're getting paid?
1%.
1%. So that is your limiting factor now. Like that is your cap, whatever you put there. Why don't you just go ahead and put 100% to be fun?
Yeah, I don't think a buyer's going to sign that.
No. So that's kind of how that's different. And that's what that's going to look like. Mm-hmm. That was a big aha for me. And I think it's important for people to know that.
Yeah. We'll see how this shakes out and what we should do with BBAs. And yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to let you take this one. I'm tired of talking about it.
Okay. Well, Johnny would like to say, stop writing about it on Facebook.
I swear to God, there's so much misinformation, bad information, and people talking about their fucking opinions that don't mean shit.
Yeah. I think, again, we've said this when the initial ruling came out, like, stop talking about it publicly on your personal social medias.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about it in groups. That's fine. If you need to get out it in real estate agent groups, get it out. But the public doesn't care or know about this that much. Like, yes, there were big headlines and there were big news agencies that picked this up, but like we just said to our CPA downstairs, we're like, you haven't seen the news about this? She's like, I have no clue what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, she asked us what we were recording on. We told her. She goes, what? I'm like, it's been in the news for like 4 years.
No, but so I think I go back to it of like, people don't really care. They want you to be the professional. They want mm-hmm. you to come in and tell them what's going on. I just texted my client that I'm listing her house next week. And I was like, hey, just so you know, if you have seen any of the headlines, some things have changed a little bit. I'm talking with my broker to figure out the best way for us to move forward. Because of course, I want to help my clients sell their house the best way possible.
Mm-hmm.
And once I get that clarity, I'm going to get back with you. Now, like they're the clients that they're going to be like, just sign, tell us what to do, we'll sign.
Bingo.
But I want to make sure that I'm doing the best job for them and making sure that our brokers agree with what we want to do.
Which is literally what you get paid to do, guys. Yeah. Like your job is to do the best you can for your clients, not sit here and bitch about commissions.
No.
And I know Lizzie said go on your agent groups if you need to, but I would stay the hell away from there because people are getting sucked into this and it's just like doom scrolling.
Yeah.
And you know what no high producer is doing?
Yeah.
Bitching on Facebook.
I agree. I mean, I think that you do need to have a pulse of what's going on, but like you read 2 posts, you know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it should determine how you do your business. Like you, again, talk to your brokers. That is who you need to be going back to over and over. They're the ones that are going to advise you. They're the ones that are going to keep you out of trouble. I did learn something though, that because of this settlement, we are now free and clear of any past things.
I think members of NAR.
Members of NAR. Yeah. Yep. Us, because we are members of NAR.
Yeah.
If you're not a member of NAR, and here's the other thing, guys, we've been seeing all the shit talking about NAR, and I'm not too thrilled about it. Like, we pay all this money and you guys can't even protect us. They actually did kind of protect us.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say, guys, what did you expect them to do?
Yeah.
Okay. Times change. Things change.
Yeah.
What did you expect them to do? What sword could they have fallen on here for you?
No. I mean, I think that there was some people that were saying like, well, the lawyers did a terrible job. They may have done a terrible job. And then people are like, we need to go for lawyers next. They're the ones that are getting all the commission from these. And we're like, yeah, but how long did lawyers go to school for? And how long did you go to school for? Let's talk about two very different levels of education. Okay.
I'm not going after any lawyers. That is a fool's errand.
Yeah, right? Like, let's go after the people that know how to defend themselves.
I think it's worth noting anything you write is evidence against you, right?
Yeah.
If you're not I don't know. Anyone could do it. It doesn't have to be a lawyer. It could be a future client. Say, hey, didn't you say this time? And you have to explain yourself.
If you have ever said in the past anywhere publicly that your buyer's agent commission is free, I would quickly go find those posts and delete them.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Get rid of any materials that you said that you don't have to pay for me.
That was ruled against
but
years ago.
But I mean, you got to think that was my buyer's consult training.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was always my buyer's consult training is like, my services are free. You're not paying for it. Okay. Well, now we know that was not true.
Right. Yeah.
This was a very long time ago. I haven't said that in years. But
I was going to say no.
This was when we were not our own team, just to clarify.
But you're absolutely right. That was such an easy pitch to make is, hey, by the way, everything that we're going to be doing for you is going to be paid by the seller.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's not true.
Well, yeah. And now who fucking knows?
Yeah. I think that's most of what we've got for you guys.
Oh yeah, it is. How about that?
I would just say, don't freak out.
No, hang in
we
there,
haven't
guys.
Been freaking out. I mean, we're just like, well, I guess it's going to change.
Listen,
we'll figure it out.
Things change all the time. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you think, I mean, there were real estate agents before there were, you know, these internet searches and whatnot. And if you had freaked out and said, oh no, Zillow's coming on board, I'm not going to be an agent anymore, you would have missed out on a huge opportunity.
Zillow's kind of fucked, which is funny.
Well, you think it's going to stop them from selling their leads? Someone's going to buy those leads.
I know. Guys, please don't do it. There's no seller leads on Zillow, and that's all you want right now.
Well, that's because Zillow's smart, and they take those for themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
They do. It's so true.
Of course they do. They cherry pick the good ones. Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting times.
It is. Things are changing. Hang in there. It's not a big deal.
I will say this. I do think open houses are going to be the frickin' bomb future.
Yeah, because people are going to walk in unrepresented.
That's where people are going to go. So our open house guide, I know all of you guys have been bugging us about it. I've had so many people message me, when are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? Okay, guys, we really have done it. I had to have a procedure this week. There's just so many things happening in our life right now, but it is really pretty much done, right?
Yeah.
We just have to figure out what platform we're putting it on.
Yeah.
To let you guys have it. But
printing is expensive, so we're going to do it digital.
No, it's going to be digital.
Yeah.
Of course. No printing. Unless you want to print it yourself, feel free to print it at home. We don't care.
No.
But I will do my absolute best to get it up possibly by this episode launch.
She's looking at me because that means I have to do it.
Yeah.
Like she says she, but it means me.
We're really going to work this weekend. It's been on the back of my mind all week.
Yeah.
So.
Except for Saturday, Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Oh, we're going to go see the Savannah Bananas.
I know.
I'm so excited.
Shout out to the Flowery Branch Chick-fil-A because we have a friend that works there who just hooked us up with tickets that you just cannot get. So holla.
Oh, wait, that's who got it for us?
Tyler. Yeah.
Oh, I heard a different last name. I thought it was somebody else that has a similar last name that's a Tyler. And I was like, that's really random that
really?
He would tell us.
Really? You think so? Yeah. No, not him.
Are there kids going?
I think maybe.
Okay.
I'll ask, but I think so.
Okay. I'm so excited.
This is going to be so much
so
fun.
I'm
can't
super
wait.
Excited for it. So.
Did you look to see if Nata can come?
Yeah. Under 2 years old can come for free. So... Yeah,
yes.
Hopefully we can get it. It's going to be good.
So good. Guys, I don't plug this enough, but I'm on a second podcast called Mastering McConaughey. It's so much fun. I'm not going to lie. I had a really good episode last week.
Okay.
It's going to be...
What about my other podcast?
I mean, you can plug it all you want. I'm just going to plug mine because here I am.
Au Pair and host Mom Unfiltered.
What?
And if you are a real estate agent who's a mom...
You need an au pair.
You need an au pair.
Just check it out.
End of story. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that all?
I think I'm done.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.